Gray by Rachel Lachlan. Last night, some of my city burned. This morning, after surveying the remains, I decided to finish painting my dining room table blue and the chairs Confederate gray. Irony not lost. The whole world is exploding in black and white and fire on Pentecost Sunday, no less. I think there is a sermon here in the gaping mouth of a burnt-out storefront. I told my children to look. This is history. Don't look away. Is there any room for gray? Abstract sacrifice, concrete strewn with glass. And looted video games, stepping over sprawling expletives. My children see them. I tell them they do not need to look away. I do not know where to stand between the primal urge to retreat to safety and the holy call to insist even voices that hurl curses be heard. City crews are already out, returning the monuments to their pristine state, leaving the homes and stores and streets to clean their own debris. How fast the default to whiteness is restored. I walk this street every day. I know this city. I already know as I apply my brushstrokes, carefully, prayerfully, covering every spot. There is no room for gray.